I think that those involved with the Cook Voyages did see it as a patriotic thing to do, also as a potentially revolutionary thing to do. Cook is not the first navigator, the first explorer using scientific methods to gain more knowledge about the world. I mean, this has been going on for a long time already, but certainly with the developments of improved survey and navigation techniques, the new approaches even to natural history. So if we think of Joseph Banks as the gentleman naturalist that went on board the Endeavour with Cook, he was a disciple of Linnaeus, who introduced the binomial system for naming plants and animals. So it was a new rigorous scientific form of classification as it was understood. So these are seen as revolutionary moments, as novel, as building on the legacy of the scientific revolution of the 17th century. And so, yes, they were very optimistic about what they would be able to produce, the kind of significance and legacy of the knowledge that they would find. But certainly there's also a sense that they're doing this for the nation. When they're trying to persuade the king, George III, to support this voyage, when the Royal Society writes, they interest him by suggesting that this is something that is good for the nation, it's good for the development of empire, and it is something that will give Britain an advantage over the French in particular, who they are in conflict with or in competition with at this period. And they sell it to George as both, you know, this sort of universal enlightenment improvement, but also very much as a getting Britain in first.